This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers' Corner, along with Sarah Williamson. Today, we're listening to a special edition of the Sundial Writers' Corner, courtesy of Sarah McDerris. A longtime listener, she recounts the times public radio has made a financial impact in her life.
You're not going to believe this, but it's the absolute truth. WLRH has saved me money. Now, how can that be, I can hear you say. Well, a long, long time ago, I was listening to a financial program on my favorite station. It was December, not long before the new year. The men were talking about changes in the status of some invested stocks. I do not remember much about it now. I remember their saying that if owners of that stock didn't sell before the new year, they would be taxed at a higher rate. I had no financial advisor at that time. However, I realized that they were talking about some stocks that I owned. Now, I have never been clever about the stock market, but I did trust what I had just heard. The next day, I called, sold the stock, and saved some amount of money that I have now forgotten. As you can see, I have not forgotten the good deed those men performed for me that day. This is not the only time I have benefited financially from listening to WLRH. When I moved into my little house, I replaced some old windows with bay windows. They were just what I wanted. A few years later, I noticed that the wood was breaking down as if it were rotting. I had it fixed. More wood began to rot. My expensive windows were falling apart. Needless to say, I was mightily distressed. Listening to the news one day, I heard a segment about a window maker who had discovered that the wood they had used during the last decade was treated in such a way as to make it rot. Yes, you've guessed it. The maker had made my windows. Not knowing quite what to do about it, I thought a while. I luckily found the original receipt, wrote the company, sent them a copy, and explained what was happening to my windows, how I had had them repaired, but more wood was decaying. I didn't hear, and I didn't hear. It was months later when I happened to be at home and the phone rang. It was a lawyer representing the window company. He had my letter in his hand. We discussed my problem. We talked about the repairman who had worked on them, who had thought that maybe the company would replace the wood and he could repair again. The lawyer suggested that he talk with the repairman. I provided name and number and said I would accept any decisions the two of them agreed on. Then I said, "It must be hard on this company to be facing such a replacement job to back the quality of their product." There was a considerable silence on the other end of the line. Then he acknowledged my comment, and the conversation was over. The agreement between my repairman and the lawyer provided me with two brand new bay windows. Thank you to the window company. Thank you to All Things Considered. Thank you, WLRH.
Sarah McDerris has been a part of the public radio scene since its inception more than 40 years ago. She spent 34 years telling stories for the Huntsville Public Library and created a storytelling group called the Spellbinders. Thousands of Alabama children grew up watching her public television show called Grunches and Grins. You can find Sarah's story and all the past Sundial stories on our website, WLRH.org, under the Sundial tab. You can hear a new episode of Sundial every Monday morning at 9, right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.